This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me again this week is Jackie Carpenter from Northwest Regional Housing. Welcome to our program.
Hey there.
Last week we talked a little bit about the opportunities that you can provide for people, low-income people, for housing in Mitchell and Yancey counties. But there's a new facility that you folks have just opened, isn't it?
Yes, Winterstone Apartments, located on Altapass.
Now, that's over near the hospital.
Yes, it is.
It's a brand new facility. It's a mm-hmm. beautiful building, isn't it?
It is. It's very beautiful. It's a safe structure. It's 5,500 square feet. It's located right next to the dialysis clinic on Altapass.
There's two brand new buildings out there, and yours is
one of them.
One of those. Now, who goes into that facility? It's a housing facility, right?
Yes. I'm working with seniors and people with disabilities, and they have a private apartment, and they have the opportunity to share meals, chores, games, and commuter training, and TV times with others.
How many people can you accommodate in this building?
Eight.
Like little apartments, aren't they?
Yes.
Describe one of the apartments.
They're efficiency apartments. They have a microwave and a refrigerator. They have their own private bathroom, and they're fully furnished.
And then they have a common area? Where
yes, they have a common living room.
And they go in there for, like, TV?
TV. It's got a TV, VCR, DVD player, and they also have cable TV.
Now, what about meals? How do they...
They have a... group dining and kitchen area.
So now you don't provide somebody to cook those meals, right? They prepare their own meals.
Yeah, they prepare their own meals.
Okay, and that's kind of like what we do at Safe Place. We provide the food, but our clients have to prepare their own food. Apparently, your folks have to do the same thing. They cook their own meals and clean up after themselves.
Right.
I guess are they responsible for cleaning and keeping the facility?
Yes, they'd have like a chore chart or a chore list, so they would share all that.
What do you have to do to become a resident of that facility? I mean, what are the criteria for getting in there?
They would need to contact me, and we'd need to go over a pre-application. I'd look at their income, and I'd do a criminal check, and I would do a landlord reference or a personal reference.
But you mentioned disabilities early.
They'd have to be elderly and disabled. They would have to be 55 or above.
These folks then would sort of be able to live independently, like if they had their own home. So it's the next best step, I guess, to being in a nursing facility.
It is.
Gives them some independence, doesn't it?
Yes, they'd have to live independently.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, how long has this facility been open?
We've started leasing August 1st.
Okay. And now, the reason we are involved with this is because Safe Place is inaugurating a program called Elder Abuse, and so a lot of our clients in that program are going to be elderly, and that's kind of where we interface with your people, don't we?
Right.
Now, could people like have their own car out there? Or if they
yes,
have they,
we do have parking places.
Yeah, parking places mm-hmm. for them. Do you provide medical care, or do they have their own?
They would have their own medical care, but I would like to have at least one agency come in and do blood pressure checks and blood sugar checks at least once a month.
You said you have eight places, and how many of those are filled right now?
We have four.
Four of those, and so mm-hmm. there's space for four people.
Yes.
And if someone wanted to get some more information about that, how would they get in touch with you?
They could contact me at the Bakersville office at 688-3744.
Okay. And that you're at the Bakersville office most of the time, but you're also managing this other facility,
right,
which is in Spruce Pine.
I will be working at least 2 days a week at Winterstone.
That's great. All right, and if you forget that number, call us at Safe Place. You can call our 24-hour hotline, 765-4044, and we can get you in touch with Jackie Carpenter. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.